Danny Williams is probably deciding what to do here with his two, given the track conditions. Danny, thanks for taking our call.
Oh, pleasure. Good morning, everyone.
Danny, have you committed to run both today?
Yeah, I have. I don't see... look, you know, I have my doubts that Don't Give a Damn's a genuine wet tracker. He likes to get his toe on the ground, but I think in conversation with the owner, we agreed that being the first race, more of his problem is when the ground chops up and starts to get shifty because he's such a big striding horse.
Well, given...
we'd run today, given that it was the first race.
Back to the trials since that first up run, Danny?
Ron, his run was disappointing at Randwick. And, look, I was concerned about the very hard track going into it. He's got a... He's had some deterioration within the pedal bone of his foot. And he's prone to the... you know, the discomfort on those very firm tracks. And he just didn't want to stretch out that day. And I did make, everyone aware on social media through our outlets that I was a bit concerned about the firm track that day. And look, he trialled very well. And the leading into that trial and since then, particularly today and leading into Canberra the other day, I've never had him as good since I started racing him. So, you know, not only is the work right back to where it should be, the horse is feeling sounder than he was when he started racing. So that's very positive with this horse.
Okay. She knows sets up a lot better now. She's on a backup. She's fit. She's got 53. And I remember her beating Noble Joey on a heavy 10 there at Randwick one day. I remember running second to Brook Magic on a heavy 10 at Randwick one day. So Soft shouldn't worry her too much.
No, the same with her. I don't think she's an absolute bog tracker, but she does get through it. And whilst the track is not too cut up, she'll definitely handle the ground. She's been struggling this preparation since her return from Melbourne with a bit of muscle enzymes and so forth. And I feel that she's, you know, 2 to 4 lengths below what her top run was at Caulfield that day. Mm-hmm. But they definitely appreciate the giving the ground. She, we were in two minds to send her to the paddock or keep going with her after Canberra. And the idea of Canberra was, you know, she was going around for the fitness because we did ease her back to treat her for the muscle enzymes after a last start and we just missed that little bit of work and, you know, she knocked up. But, you know, seeing her on Tuesday morning, how well she actually came through the race, we decided not to put her in the paddock but to give her a run today.
Beauty.
All right, well, we wish you the best with both of them, mate. The positive is they're in early, races 1 and 2.
Well, that's right, Andrew and Ron. Look, they'll both get through the ground okay early in the day.
Okay. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Danny, for taking our call.
Pleasure. Thank you.